his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and we've got your calls on the line. We're going to be going to those in just a couple of minutes. Mark Kelly, former astronaut, testifies in favor of gun control and then goes shooting. And this was reported by Lars Larson, radio host. He noticed that the Portland police had tweeted out a photo of him shooting at their target range right after he had testified for more gun control in the Oregon legislature. Now, of course, when he supported this expansion of the background checks, this is from Breitbart, as a means of stopping crime, State Senator Betsy Close countered by asking if Jared Lochner had passed a background check before carrying out his heinous attack on then Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in January of 2011. Actually, he did pass a background check. These are simply harassments. They're infringements on our rights to keep and bear arms. They don't stop any crime. The real root cause of this is the drug war and these dangerous SSRI prescription drugs. Let's go to our callers here. We've got Jalen in Alabama. Jalen, do you want to weigh in on this? Well, we just missed her, I guess. Nope, she's still there. Is she still there? Well, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris. Are you there?
Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. You know, this AK-47, about a year ago at this time in Jackson County, Kentucky, we had a sheriff that was on it with Alex Jones on the nightly news interview a year ago. Sheriff Denny Pyman is one of the most patriot sheriffs that I've ever seen in this state, because he doesn't care if you have an AR-15 or an AK-47, because if you got a bunch of thugs, there's 60 people or more rushing at your farmhouse, whatever, I love that saying, you better have it to protect your family because they cannot be there.
That's right.
It is such a fact. That's the kind of sheriffs we need in this country. Denny Pyman, I tell you what, I think I'll move there. When I heard him being interviewed, I want to be a free man. I want a man that stands on the county for his freedom, and that's what we need in this country.
Absolutely.
We've been so indoctrinated with this fear-mongering, oh, the cell phones are going to save you, the NSA is going to save you, you need to be tracked everywhere you go because the big government's your friend. That's the problem. We got to start educating the young people now. Dave, I used to be a liberal, socialist-minded person, anti-gun, but when I've seen the changes in the early 1990s, when I began to see things changing, when I found Alex Jones and researched all this, this changed me big. This is an empire that we've got to get on the run, and now. Let's get get this country back.
Well, absolutely. And just as we pointed out on Friday, we have a very vulnerable, very fragile infrastructure. It could be taken away by sabotage. It could be taken away just by an aging infrastructure. And so we have to be able to protect ourselves. We have to be able to protect our families. And one of the things that I keep thinking about is the Hurricane Katrina in L.A. and that scene where the sheriff gets on and says, nobody will have guns. We're going to take all the guns away. And you've got a lot of people who are disarmed. You've got the pictures of the elderly lady who was knocked on the ground as they took away her guns, went into her house and took away her guns. People who were not bothering anybody, who were just protecting themselves, staying with their family inside of their house. And our government went door to door to disarm these people and leave them at the mercy of who knows what. So, yeah, it's a very, very, very concerning thing. And we need to stand with the sheriffs, as you point out. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Peachy in Alabama. Peachy.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, Dave? This is a Peachy from FEMA Region 2, Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I just want to say these pigs are out of control. I mean, the government, the police. I'm in Jersey. We have to start exercising our Second Amendment right. I mean, I don't want this crap that's happening over in New York. It's going to come over here.
That's right.
We need an even playing ground. I'm not saying we got to be violent or nothing, but a gun is basically a backup stick. I see you with one, or you see me with one. Hey, we're going to have that mutual respect.
Yes.
These people who have the guns and these costumes are the ones going out of control and beating people down and killing them. I like Arizona's laws.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. Yeah, that's something to be very concerned about. It's the militarization of the police. As I pointed out, we've got a federal government that is going feral. We've sent them abroad in war after war after war, and now they're militarizing here domestically, preparing for war against us, talking about us being civilians and boots on the ground.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
KLON, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. The food's delicious, easy to prepare, and it's put together with GMO-free crops, storable for up to 25 years. The globalists are counting on you to be unprepared. Fight back. Get prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Now, we've got some callers on the line. We've been talking about the revelation from the Poughkeepsie mayor who said that he and 50 other mayors have left Bloomberg's group because they realize that the agenda is a full-out confiscation. It's not about taking guns away from felons. It's about confiscating the guns of law-abiding citizens who have a natural right that has been respected in the Constitution in the Second Amendment. I want to take your calls and get your feedback on it. AMG in Alabama, what do you think about this issue?
Good evening.
Hey.
Sorry about this. I was actually calling about the sniper attack that was released a few days ago.
Okay, yes. On the power structure, on the transformers in Silicon Valley. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was calling to say that I respectfully disagree with the analysis that's a false flag.
Okay. And why?
Because they're missing a patsy. You don't plant a false flag that makes the government look bad. You plant a false flag that's going to make the government look good in any capacity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Without a patsy, it just looks, all the only message it's going to say is, hey, the NSA, the police state, cannot even protect its own infrastructure, much less you.
Well, that's why we talked about it. You know, not all false flags are directed at the public. Sometimes false flags are directed at law enforcement. Sometimes they're directed at members of Congress. Sometimes they're just trying to get law enforcement hyped up to think that there's a much larger threat than there really is, so they'll be more abusive, so that maybe they won't really care about following the law or the constitutional procedures or due process, but they'll be eager to do whatever the government bids them to do. At the time this was happening, there was a debate in Congress back in April about CISPA. And, of course, that's cybersecurity, but it was all about infrastructure. And infrastructure was a big part of it. So what we're saying is that could have been something that was done to get people online on board with CISPA at the time that that was happening, people in Congress. But what looks suspicious to us about this is that it was put out as a vandalism charge, even though it was very, very carefully planned. They took out these transformers without blowing them up. They had obviously spotted this area prior to that. They even went underground and cut phone lines. So it was very careful how they had, they were very carefully planned, very carefully executed. But then it was also pulled back. And now the concern is, and it may be just that this one guy was looking at it and thinking that, well, nothing has happened. Nobody's really talking about it. But the fellow who was the former chairman of the FERC has now come public with this and said, this is not an act of vandalism. Clearly, it was not simply an act of vandalism. So the question is, was it real terrorists or was it an inside false flag? Or are they preparing us for some kind of a false flag in the future? Do you disagree?
Not entirely. I go with the real terrorism because it's too carefully planned to neglect the Patsy if it was a false flag. Now, if it turns out that they... Patsy was made to disappear under NDAA, and that comes out later, then yes, it's probably a false flag, and I'll eat my hat then.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, typically with a false flag, they typically come out right away. They've got a suspect. Right away, they've got a lone gunman. Right away, they try to panic the public about this. And so that in and of itself was interesting, but we do understand that not all false flags are necessarily directed at the public at that time. And so that's our concern about it. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Spence in Missouri. Spence, what's your take on gun control?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I've been driving, so I'm on my cell phone. You know, it's thank goodness for your show. About 2 years ago, I got woken up, and I've tried several times. I sent you some letters and sent you some emails to Alex trying to reach him. Because this problem that we have is almost like a duck, a one-legged duck swimming in a circle. You know, it's we all know about this problem. Everybody that listens to the show is not from the other side. You know, we're, let's say that we're 20%, 25% of us out here that are listening to the show. We know these problems. We go to work day by day, understanding, feeling this in our heart, and we just don't know what to do about it. And the letters I've written to Alex was pertaining to doing, you know, the proper marketing and trying to do what the globalists have been successful doing, and that is copying, mimicking what they've done by doing the type of marketing that they've done. We could do it very easily with just the people that are listening right now, and that is, you know, in your area, if you had... I know that there's info warriors that are out there. I know there's people that believe like we all believe. But, you know, if it's, we've got to, if you took Fox News, for an example, they've got different satellite offices in different states. And inside those states, they've got their own in every county, basically. So what I'm saying is we need to market this thing to get to the people because all of the people in this country, you can't tell me that they don't still have the fundamentals deep down inside and want freedom and justice and liberty for all. We've all got to band together, and we have to learn how to do that banding. And if it's printing out flyers and going to the post office or going to the local place where the most people end up going every day to hand these flyers out to get this country really aware of what's going on, then the globalists will never survive this. There's no
Well, that's absolutely true.
Can.
You need to talk to your friends and neighbors. And we're trying to do everything we can in every venue that we go. We got the Infowars.com website. We have Prison Planet TV. We have the nightly news. We're getting ready to roll that out to local television stations and major markets. We've got magazines. We're trying to do everything we can. We're producing documentaries. There are YouTube videos. If you get a subscription, you can pass that out to 10 other people, Prison Planet TV. So you can forward the news to 10 other people, and the subscription is not that expensive. So there's a lot that you can do to just pass our information around. And, of course, other people are putting this stuff out as well. The key thing is that it's an information war. It's been an information war quite some time, and The other side is using it as propaganda, just like the clip that we played earlier from Eric Holder. Eric Holder, he admitted that it's propaganda. They need to brainwash people. We're not trying to brainwash people. We're trying to present the truth to them. And we get it out as soon as we see it. We try to be as objective as possible. And I can tell you, I've been working here for over a year and a half, and Alex Jones is totally committed to this stuff. He's putting everything he can into trying to get this out in as many different venues as possible. So I appreciate your support. Thank you. Carl in Washington. Carl, what did you want to say?
Can you hear me there, David?
Yeah, gotcha. Go ahead.
I wanted to make a comment, and then I had a question for you. Comment was, did you see that guy that testified in Oregon here a couple days ago?
Mark Kelly? You're talking about the astronaut?
No, the Manny Ramirez or...
Hang on, we're out of time. Yeah, we just had Mark Kelly, who is a former astronaut. I guess they asked him about Jared Lochner and the shooting of that was down in New Mexico because he was Arizona, because he testified in favor of gun control and then immediately went down to the police shooting range. That's the kind of hypocrisy that we've seen from Dianne Feinstein. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and we were just talking to Carl in Washington. I wanted to get Carl's comments. He brought up the article that Mikhail Phelan had on Friday. Man who fled communism blasts Oregon lawmakers for their gun control attempt. Carl, what did you want to say about that?
Well, I didn't know if you had a chance to listen to it, but this video should in some way become the poster man of the Second Amendment, because it's awesome. And then my question, I'll throw this at you too, is isn't there some kind of legality with government, whether federal or state, funding their garbage of trying to sell the public and using our tax dollars to do that? There's got to be a way that got to be illegal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's they do propaganda all the time. They've got ad agencies that do propaganda. They've got this whole thing called the government school system that is basically selling their agenda constantly. But, yeah, I haven't seen that video yet, but I have seen one from a Chinese fellow who was speaking at a gun control rally in Massachusetts about a year ago. Very, very compelling testimony, because he was at Tiananmen Square when that happened. And he said, you know what, if we had the weapons, Tiananmen Square wouldn't have come down the same way as it did. That's something very important to remember. Now, this article that Carl was just talking about, Carl from Washington, Mikhail Phelan put up on InfoWars on Friday. He's got a couple of quotes from the video. He says, this is the fellow who escaped communism in 1962. He escaped from Cuba. His name is Manuel Martinez. And he said, don't sell me this gun control. A very powerful man tried to sell me this 50-some-odd years ago, and I didn't buy it. This is Marxism, plain and clear. He said they put this dog and pony show on saying, hey, we're going to protect you. No. What they did was to enslave a country. They destroyed a country the same way that this country is going to be destroyed if we continue in this fashion. This is what you are selling here. You know, when we were at the Alamo, we asked the Alex and Anthony Gucciardi, I was filming, they asked if they would confiscate the guns if given the order to do so. And they hedged and hedged and hedged and finally said, well, it's a hypothetical scenario. Anthony pointed out, your oath to the Constitution is not a hypothetical. They train on hypothetical scenarios all the time, but they wouldn't give a straight answer. And that was a very clear, yes, I would confiscate, just like the police chief in New Orleans did. And, you know, at the Alamo, so many people who are both English or Spanish, Hispanic, will try to portray that as a group of Anglos taking from Mexico the territory of Texas. But we need to understand, just as Alex pointed out to Piers Morgan, Santa Anna tried to take the guns. Santa Anna came to power and revoked the Constitution in Mexico and started confiscating guns. And it wasn't just Texas. You know, there were Anglos as well as Hispanics that were fighting at the Alamo and fighting Santa Anna. But it wasn't just Texas. You know, there were 11 provinces that rebelled against Santa Anna. And there were 3 provinces that actually formed their own government. That was Tejas, the Rio Grande, and the Yucatan. Now, of all those 3, only Texas survived. Only Texas was able to free themselves from Santa Anna, who was a military dictator. He came to power with a military coup. He threw the Constitution out. He started confiscating weapons, just like Fidel Castro. And it isn't a Spanish thing. It isn't a German thing. It's a government thing. It's democide. It's what they do when they confiscate the weapons. They want to be the only ones to have weapons. That empowers them. Whenever weapons are concentrated in the hands of a few people, you always have despotism. You always have democide. And, you know, it's not just the firearms. We've got something coming down the lane that is far more dangerous, something that is going to affect the police themselves if they continue to go along with this tyrannical agenda, and that is the government owning weapons that are remotely controlled, robots, drones, that sort of thing. At that point, they're no longer going to need the police to enforce their laws. Now you're going, at that point, you're going to have so much power concentrated in the hands of so few people. It is very difficult at that point to try to pull that back. We're going to need all the firearms we can get if we can't stop the military-industrial complex from the militarization that they're doing now, and then turning that over so that just a few people in some underground bunker in the middle of the continental United States can remote control their terrorism on everybody. This will involve everyone, not just the citizens. It will involve the police because they will at that point no longer need the police. Let's go to the heretic in Washington. Heretic, you got something to say?
Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. You guys are stealing my material. About 15 years ago, I came up with the expression, the feral rabbit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I like that one even better.
Yeah, that's good.
Where I want to go, it's maybe a little presumptuous, but I want to take it to a degree that Alex was going to bring up about 15, 16 months ago, and that was Representative Larry McDonald on Crossfire back in the 1980s before he was excommunicated on Flight 007. Right. All of the agenda of the New World Order was brought to the fore in that interview. So if you guys can definitely get that up and running and play it about once a month.
Oh, he was very, very, very articulate man, wasn't he?
Yes,
such a shame to lose him. He really knew what was going on, and he was able to hold his own in a debate with anyone. He was truly an amazing person, a real patriot.
Right. That one particular interview on Crossfire with Louis Rukeyser and Pat Buchanan, It literally went to the crux of the UN world order, including the confiscation worldwide of firearms.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, the UN Arms Trade Treaty is something that we have talked about here repeatedly. It is something that even though it's been pushed back time and time again, it is still in play. They never give up on any of these tactics. And we need to understand that the core thing about the UN Arms Trade Treaty is that they're going to say that they're going to stop the movement of arms across borders in any direction. Now, of course, to do that, they need universal registration, not only of guns, but of ammunition. That's what they want to do. I was at the UN when they were debating it last. It was in July. Not last July. It was July 2012. And Fast and Furious was set up to create the case that they needed the UN Arms Trade Treaty. But, of course, that blew up in their face, and it really blew up right about the time that they had scheduled to bring it to a vote. So they said, wait, we're not going to do it now. We don't want to interfere with the American elections that were coming up in a couple of months. So they said, we'll have it right after the elections. And sure enough, the day of the election, as they saw that they were going to have more Democrats in the Senate, that Obama was going to be reelected, they said, we're going to revisit this again in the spring. We have to be very careful about that. That is the stated purpose of the UN Arms Trade Treaty. They want to register everyone's firearms, everyone's ammunition. That is another. They take multiple approaches to this. This is a multi-pronged attack. They don't just come after us with Mayor Bloomberg and his guys. They don't just come after us with gun laws at the local level. They come after us with laws at the local level, at the state level, at the national level, and at the United Nations level. We have to understand that the empire is always going to strike back as you hear this. They may be down, but they're not out. We had some victories last year, but we need to stay on point. And we're going to be right back. We're going to have some more of your calls, so stay tuned.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown harvested and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Don't sell me this. A very powerful man tried to sell me this 50-something years ago. I didn't buy it. Do you think you're going to buy it? Do you think I'm going to buy it now? After pushing 80 years? This is Marxism. Plain and clear.
That's right. That's the words of Manuel Marx. Took away people's guns. That's how they established it in Cuba. That's how they've established it, dictatorships over and over throughout history. And we're playing the music from The Magnificent Seven because that's a movie that really lays it out. Now, it's interesting to note that The Magnificent Seven, sorry, It's a story that was directly taken from a Japanese film, The Seven Samurai by Akira Kurosawa. They even credited him with it in the opening credits of the movie. And, you know, you can, maybe your wife doesn't like to watch Westerns, you know, maybe you could talk her into, or tell her that Yul Brynner is in it, the same guy that was in The King and I, or you can talk your kids into watching a Western that's about 50, 60 years old by telling them that they can look for and identify some themes that are repeated in A Bug's Life. That's right. It's about tyranny. And it's about what happens when weapons are held in the hands of a few people. If you remember the story of the Magnificent Seven, this is a Mexican village that was being terrorized by bandits. The federales, the local police would do or could do nothing about it. So what they do is they go and they hire some mercenaries, the same story that was in The Seven Samurai. But they didn't just sit on the sidelines. They brought these guys down. They didn't know how to use guns. They got training. They got equipment. And they fought alongside these professionals to take back their country. Ultimately, your defense is up to you. You cannot delegate it to someone else. You need to get the tools to defend yourself. And we see people doing that throughout this country on a very, very large scale. We see gun sales are soaring in this country because people understand that we have a fragile infrastructure. We are sitting on the edge economically of another bubble that could burst at any time. Any number of things could happen. Any kind of scenario could happen. We could have the government coming along and setting up martial law based on false flags. So people are taking it upon themselves to train themselves, just like the villagers in The Magnificent Seven. One of the most powerful films, I think, to get people to understand what this is really about. You know, the Second Amendment is not just about protecting yourself against bandits, but against governments, against gangs that are out of control. That's what it's about, and you can see that in this movie. It's a wonderful movie. When you watch a film, it gets you at a visceral level, and it makes that argument because you get involved in people's lives. Or you tell your wife there's a romance story in there. There's even some story there that – but watch it with your family. It's a great thing to watch with a purpose and talk about it. Talk about it with your friends. That's what this is all about. And we've got some callers on the line. Let's go to Spence in Missouri. Spence? Are you still there? Spence? Maybe Spence isn't there. Let's go to Scott in Vermont. Scott?
Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Good. About heroin and guns, you know, it seems like every other day there's a heroin bust here in Vermont. There's not a whole lot of people in Vermont, but a lot of heroin, apparently. And our governor, a very liberal governor, pro-abortion, pro-queer marriage, he was on one of those Sunday morning news shows lamenting about the problem and basically asking more federal help, I guess, but of course he didn't bring up the source of most of the heroin.
Yes.
There's a website I found, CIADrugs.com, and we should, you know, just like we did culture jam the media like that courageous guy did grabbing a microphone and saying, investigate 9/11 right after the Super Bowl, we could, you know, say dare to keep the CIA off drugs, and websites like CIADrugs.com on billboards or message boards or standing by the highway with a sign.
Well, as Alex pointed out in his earlier report, you know, they were only supplying out of Afghanistan 7% of the world's heroin, and now that has shot up to like 90%, I believe, is the number, since we got there. And we're helping to guard the fields. We're helping to transport the material. We've seen this happening over and over again. Gary Webb broke this wide open in a series of investigative reports about how the U.S. government was involved in the crack cocaine trade with Freeway Ricky Ross and how they were involved with Nicaraguan Contras. And for his trouble, he was suicided. So this is something that has been around for quite some time. We had a report a couple of weeks ago about a it's actually the guy who was a lawyer for the CIA. He's now getting around to writing his memoirs, telling us how proud he is of making the legal brief for waterboarding people, saying that that wasn't torture. He's the guy that's responsible for that. So the name of the book is Company Man, and if there ever was a company man, he's the company man. And, of course, the CIA, that's a nickname for them, the company. But in that, there was an interesting admission where he was talking about how they worked with people in Hollywood, using them for intelligence, using them as spies in other countries. And he said, one guy said he would do it for $50,000 worth of cocaine. And this lawyer who wrote the book claimed that, tried to pretend that this was a very unusual request, that why would they ask us for cocaine? That's ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Everybody knows what the CIA is doing. We've exposed that over and over again. Thanks for calling, Scott. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Hey, you had a guy call earlier that said that the power plant couldn't have been a false flag, but it could be a false flag to try to take away the guns or to make it so that you can't get a high-powered scope or something like that, because they're saying they're snipers. So,
exactly. We never know. It's very suspicious because of the way that it happened. It was clearly a professionally done event, and if it were terrorists, either they did so many, many things correctly, and yet they didn't get the desired effect of shutting down the power grid, or they were trying to do it as a false flag. And as I pointed out to him, as we pointed out on Friday, false flag could be directed at legislators. It could be directed at law enforcement. It's not necessarily directed at the public. And we need to be careful because now that they are making it public, we might see this used, as you mentioned, for pushing for gun control.
Right. And, it reminded me a lot of, the fact that they can't track them kind of reminded me of the WMD thing where even though we had Iraq under surveillance, somehow they managed to sneak the WMD out of the country, and that gave us the right to go to war there and have our president, kill possibly a million collateral damage, whatever, and then to make fun of it at the national press for.
Yes.
To go running around looking underneath tables. I mean, just the most decadent thing that anybody could do when all those lives are taken.
And I want people to understand, too, that this is it was Barack Obama who gave George Bush essentially a pardon, said we're not going to prosecute them for lying, for taking us to war under a lie. We're not going to prosecute them for waterboarding and people, even though we executed Japanese military who did that to American soldiers in World War II. We executed them for that. And yet our government did it. It was approved at the highest levels of our government, and nobody was tried for that. And Barack Obama not only let him get away with it, but he also gave him a pardon for it. So, people who want to play this left-right Republican-Democrat game, they need to wake up and understand that it's coming from both of these sides. Thank you. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil. Hello, Phil in Florida. Are you there? Okay, sorry. Yeah, that was Phil. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob?
Hey, David. How are you this evening?
Doing good. What's up?
Well, I had a couple of comments. One was on the false flag of the sniper shooting out in California. Well, they may not have a patsy yet. I'm still waiting to see. They can always come up with some details on an investigation. The NSA may be looking through data and phone records as we speak, and they come up with a patsy. So let's not count out a patsy at that point yet. If it is, it very well could be Tea Party. Could be Tea Party radicals.
Yeah. Well, the thing that it points out is just how vulnerable and how fragile our infrastructure is. And it points out how vulnerable and fragile our liberties are, because they could use any kind of an event, a real event, or even a staged event, to create martial law. We're that close to it. And actually, we've had the former technical head of the NSA said that we were this close, holding his fingers very closely together, this close to a police state. He said, we're now there. So what else could they do? They could do anything. We have to be on the lookout for that. We'll be right back. Take some more of your calls.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Come.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today. We've been talking to callers about the admission from a former mayor who belonged to Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns group that, yes, in fact, it was about all-out gun confiscation from law-abiding citizens. That was the purpose of the organization, remains the purpose of the organization. And as we saw just today, we see the new mayor of Boston, who has just joined that group, holding a buyback because a 9-year-old was tragically shot by his 14-year-old brother. So now everybody needs to not only turn in their guns, but he says, we want to know who these people are. We want to know who has these guns so we can do something about it. Going to confiscate it? They're going to register it. They're going to have informants tell them about it so that they can confiscate it. Now, out of North Carolina, this is off the subject of guns, but this is still interesting. The NAACP requires marchers who are protesting North Carolina's voter ID law to show photo ID. Yes, that's right. The very thing that they're protesting, that you would have to show photo ID in order to legally vote somewhere, because our election system, let's admit it, is fundamentally broken. It's very, very easy to game this either with illegal voters or with rigged voting machines. It is a broken system. We need to do everything we can to reform this. One of those things is to make sure that the people who are voting are legitimate voters and they only vote once. And one of the ways that you do that is with voter ID. I used to live in North Carolina. And in North Carolina, all you had to do was go up and give them a name and an address and they'd let you vote. And I've had friends tell me that they went there and were told that they had already voted and that deceased relatives at their house had already voted. These are the same laws that are in existence in many states in the union, but Eric Holder and the Justice Department want to single out states in the South and claim that it's racism if you ask somebody for proper identification at the voting booth. This is something that people do all the time when you're cashing a check, when you're doing just about anything. People are constantly, in America anymore, they're constantly asking you for ID. Why should voting be the only place where you don't have to show ID? And, of course, the irony of it is that they're protesting the law that requires people to have a photo ID when they vote, and the organization that's protesting it, the NAACP, is requiring exactly the same form of identification in order to show up at the protest. Absolutely amazing. They don't understand the meaning of irony, I guess. Let's go to one of the callers here, John in Michigan. John?
Hey, David. How's it going?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing good. I want to talk about just everything. Like, I think it's all really connected to the Dutch-British, like, takeover, infiltration of our political system, you know. It may have started back when Roosevelt was taken out, but I just think all of it, like gun confiscation, importation of drugs, everything, it all relates back to the British royalty's whole, you know, world extermination plan. You know, they want to create this volatile atmosphere internationally. I've even heard something recently that, you know, the current administration is behind this whole Ukraine uprising. They're keeping it. They're creating this volatile environment where, you know, we could be on the brink of a thermonuclear war and not even really realize it, you know?
Well, it's known that George Soros is giving the leaders of the Ukraine money, and we had this embarrassing admission from a phone conversation of an American official this last week, essentially admitting the same thing. And it's very sad because the people of the Ukraine have a real legitimate gripe with Stalinist Russia. They want their independence very badly, and I think that the common people there want something very different than the leadership there. I think the leadership is being manipulated by America and by people like George Soros and other bankers to play this geopolitical game at the higher level. At the lower level, the people simply want independence, and so they need to go for independence. But I think that they realize that they're not strong enough on their own to do it, so they're kind of using the EU as a foil. It might be interesting if they did get into the EU, because these are people like Manuel Martinez, who just spoke at the Oregon meetings about gun control, talked to people about what he'd experienced under communism. These people could really wake people up in Europe about the real threat. They've experienced it all. They've experienced the war of withdrawing food that Stalin used against them. He starved them out. He had four different prongs. He cut off the leadership. He co-opted the churches. He brought in massive amounts of Russian immigrants so that he could divide and conquer the people. And then he cut off their food. Does that sound very familiar to you?
Yeah.
Sounds like what we're doing here right now, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, Alex, you've had Lyndon LaRouche on before, but he might be someone interesting to get on as of recently. He's had some really strong opinions and really good viewpoints on this whole organization of the, you know, Dutch-British takeover of our education system, everything, you know.
Yeah.
It just teaches us more to be like animals. I mean, we're not taught to be humans almost.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. My wife got a master's degree in education. When she was taking classes, she had to read B.F. Skinner's book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. B.F. Skinner hated the idea of freedom and dignity. He was adamantly opposed to that. He thought that we were simply animals that could be controlled by behavioral modification. And he talked about things like, you know, negative conditioning and positive operant conditioning. What you experience when you go to the airport and you submit yourself to being fondled and handled illegally by the TSA, you're then immediately rewarded by allowing you to get on the plane. You can now go fly. That's exactly what they do to train dogs, and they do that to train dolphins. I've said before, we need to tell them thanks for all the fish, but so long. I'm not going to be your dolphin anymore. It is conditioning. They're conditioning people in the schools deliberately. It's planned. That's what they teach the teachers, how to condition the kids. And that's what they're doing to people, even though they don't realize it, when they're going through these security theater things at the TSA. And it is simply theater. They've admitted, as of 2011, they had internal documents that were leaked as part of the disclosure of John Corbett's lawsuit against them. The government mistakenly posted these documents on pacer.gov showing that they knew in 2011 that there was no threat at either airports or airplanes, and yet at the very same time, they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because we had state legislatures who were trying to put up a bill that would stop the illegal use of hands, if you want to put it in football terms, of the TSA, a violation of our Fourth Amendment, violation of probable cause, something that should affront the freedom and dignity of everybody. But they want to remove those things from us so they can treat us like animals and condition us along those lines. Well, thank you, John. Let's talk to CC from Oklahoma before we run out of time. CC.
I just wanted to invite everybody in FEMA Zone 6 to join us at the Oklahoma State Capitol in Oklahoma City for a legalization of marijuana day. There's already 1,400 attending on the Facebook event, and I've shared it on the PrisonPlanet.tv Facebook and as well as the InfoWars Social Networking Coalition on Facebook. And
well, that's good.
Here at the Oklahoma Capitol, we've got a big crowd of several legislators that are going to be speaking on the stance.
That's good. You know, the war on drugs is something that the government is doing. As we mentioned in that report that Alex had before, our government is the biggest. Is the control of Afghanistan, and the supply of heroin went from 7% of the world's supply of heroin to 90% once we established control there. We have seen over and over again how the CIA is involved in the illegal trade of drugs, and yet they have used this for decades to take away our civil liberties and to start the militarization of the police. Now they really don't need that. Now they're starting to pull back. They're starting to allow various states to legalize marijuana because they've got something that's even bigger and even better, and that's their war of terror that they are enacting against us. And they're militarizing and the police here in this country and getting ready for martial law in every way possible. What we have seen from the Obama administration is laying down an infrastructure for tyranny. A legal justification for it that they're trying to put out there, as well as equipping people, as well as building their attitude. They're training the police that we are civilians, that they're acting like they're military. They're talking about putting boots on the ground. They're using every bit of training that they have been using abroad. It's almost as if we took a pit bull and we trained it to be aggressive over and over and over again, and then we're surprised when that pit bull starts to aggressively attack people on the streets randomly. That's what is happening in this country now. That's what the militarization of the police is about. It's really not anymore a federal government. It's a feral government. They are getting out of control. They need to be pulled back. One of the ways that we keep this from getting violent is by having a deterrence of legally owned guns by law-abiding citizens and sheriffs and peace officers who will stand on the Constitution. Well, that's it for today. Join us tomorrow. Alex Jones is going to be here live at 11 Central, noon Eastern Time. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.